Hey, what's good? Welcome to Conversationalist Corner, a podcast that explores the world of conversation. My name is Paul Larson, and I'm here with my co-host, Jacob White. Super excited to have you here, and we hope that as you listen in today, that you learn the things that enable you to have the best conversations anytime, anyplace, and with anybody.
All right, so welcome back. We've been gone for a minute, Paul.
Yeah, we have. It's been good. Well, we've missed everyone, but if you haven't noticed, we've been gone for probably about 9 months or so.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It has been a minute.
We fell off the pony a little bit, you could say.
Yeah, we really enjoyed doing the podcast, but life got busy. But we are super excited to be back.
Yes, we are.
I hope that you guys know that as you're listening in. I don't know, Jacob, do you even remember when we were at what point we were like, oh, let's revamp the podcast?
I mean, I think it's come up multiple times in the last 9 months.
Yeah.
we should totally do that again. And it's like, yeah, good idea. And then, it kind of fizzles away. But I think, the last time we did the podcast was, right before, finals fall semester.
Yeah.
Which is, December.
Before Christmas, guys.
Yeah, before Christmas. So it's a different year now. It's 2025. Yeah. A lot has changed. And I think we've talked about it multiple times. I don't think it came up that much in winter, really. We were just kind of
busy.
We were too busy with school and just other stuff in our life that maybe we'll get into a little bit to kind of explain ourselves. But I feel like over the summer when we were done with school.
Yeah, Jacob and I just missed each other. We missed our projects and everything.
We need to do something again. We need to have ideas. We need to do stuff, not just think about it.
I agree. I think that definitely... Yeah, me and Jacob were actually talking about this while we were setting up the podcast. We both have so many ideas.
So many.
If you ever need a podcast idea, let us know because we have 10.
Yeah.
But
we just thought of another one
as we were setting up. We just really enjoyed it. We missed it. So we figured we would start it back up. We're going to make some changes and we'll talk about that in a second. But before we get into that, let's actually talk about what we have been up to for the past 9 months. I don't know. Jacob, do you want to go first?
Sure, yeah, I'll go first. So, last time we recorded, I was almost done with my first semester of college, which
Such
is kind of weird. I was just a baby,
and
I still am, but over the last 9 months, big life things is I got engaged in March, which was really exciting. It was awesome.
Yeah, but last podcast that we recorded back in December of 2024, he had been dating for
2 months.
Barely.
Not even.
Barely 2 months. You started dating in November.
In October.
Really?
Yeah, October 13th or 14th.
Okay. Yeah. It was a month after.
So it hadn't been very long. I got engaged and then finished my first full year of school and I went home back to Washington. I worked a bunch of odd jobs the whole month of May in a grocery store, pressure wash. I did all sorts of stuff. It was really fun, actually.
Yeah, if you wonder why he was missing the podcast, it was because he was doing menial labor for 4 months.
And I probably listened to 100 hours of podcast a week. That's a bit of a stretch. Not really. I probably listened to upwards of 50, though.
We did keep a pretty good streak of sending each other the podcasts we liked. I don't know. I think that's one thing that me and Jacob always share with each other.
Yeah, that's true.
Though sometimes, I don't know, sometimes I would send Jacob a 2-hour one. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I had the time for it. So
But Jacob's got some good podcasts. So also, if you need podcast recommendations, we've got you. I have to say, there was one podcast, the history one.
Revisionist History.
Revisionist History. Very good.
Malcolm Gladwell.
Yeah, Malcolm Gladwell. We aspire to be podcasters like him.
Yes, he's an amazing podcaster.
But yeah, Jacob shared that one with me and it was really good. It was super interesting. I just, I think I hit one boring episode.
Yeah.
Because it's history. So not everything's going to be your cup of tea.
Yeah, it's true.
No pun intended.
Some of them weren't the best. Some were.
And so I think I just got through one season. But
yeah, there's 13 seasons. Yeah. Actually, he's releasing a new season right now, actually. Yeah.
Shout out to Malcolm.
Yeah.
Hit us up if you're listening. So menial labor.
Yeah, that was the whole month of May. June. Beginning of June, my sister and I, we went to Europe for a week together.
Dude, this dude is so cool.
And
you got to hear about this.
Yeah, so my whole family went, but my sister and I, Eliza, we went out early and we biked for 5 days around the Netherlands, visiting different cities.
By the way, Jacob is Dutch.
Yeah, I just recently got my Dutch passport, so I am officially a Dutch citizen.
He was born here, but his mom is Dutch.
So pretty cool. It was actually really cool just to kind of be alone with my sister. She's about to leave for 18 months as a missionary for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So that was really good to connect with her and just like spend time together and also just see a beautiful country that is so like a part of our family
heritage.
It's just where all my family is from. So we got to see a lot of cool places like where my mom was born and where my grandpa was born and where a bunch of our ancestors are from. I've read their names over the years, but it was really cool to be there and see it. And then, that was June, came home. I worked construction for the end of June and then the whole month of July. And then the beginning of August, I got married.
Yeah, I actually got to go out to the wedding. Super fun trip. For Jacob's like bachelor party, we went camping. And
it was fun.
We did a little hike, swam in a glacial lake.
Yeah.
That's how you say it.
Did some backflips off cliffs.
We're super cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
But the wedding was actually beautiful. It was in a super nice backyard venue, essentially. And it was right over the Puget Sound, so absolutely gorgeous. It was just fun celebrating Jacob
and his wife.
It was wild.
It was super cool to see it all come together after a long time of planning it. And I don't know, it was just kind of like somewhat of relief, but it was also just like beautiful the whole time. So
Well, and now Jacob's a married man. So
I am a married man.
If maybe, who knows, maybe we'll have a marital conversations episode at some point. I don't know. He probably needs some practice before he gets to that point where he can advise us.
A couple more weeks.
yeah, something like that. Because it's been a month. Not even
3 weeks today.
It's been 3 weeks today. Look at that. Yeah, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So super cool, Jacob.
Yeah. What about you, Paul? What have you been up to the last?
Well, actually, one thing before we switch, Jacob did switch his major.
I did.
I don't know if you ever knew what his major was in the first place. But give us a quick rundown on that.
Yeah. So. Big kind of, I don't know, not career change because I don't have a career, but like plan change. Yeah, you could call it. So last time we were on the podcast, I was going to be a podiatrist and I was super excited about that. I still have a special place in my heart for podiatry. I think it's super cool.
Shout out to everyone's feet.
Yeah, go feet. But I realized that my love for feet was rooted deeply in my love for shoes and in my love for running and athletics in general. So I kind of halfway through, or maybe even near the end of winter semester, I was talking with Paul and I was like, Paul, I think I realized that I don't want to be a doctor. And he was like, what? And I was like,
don't stay in the pre-med group, bro.
We had a big, strong pre-med group going in our apartment.
Yeah, there's like 4 out of 6 of us.
Yeah, but I kind of was like, you know, I think it would be, I could still do it. I just don't think it was really like something that I was super passionate about. Mm-hmm. Directly. I think indirectly, yes, I was passionate about it, but I found a way to be, I think, more directly passionate about it. So I've switched my major from what was exercise science to mechanical engineering, which is a huge shift, especially
here at BYU. The engineering programs are super good, pretty intense. You're going to be a very busy man.
Yeah. So I'm getting ready to say goodbye to Jacob.
Yeah. Well, not that he needs a social life anymore. He's married. All he has to do is
keep
his wife happy and then see us every week.
Yeah.
Because, we actually got to go golfing with all the old roommates.
That was a lot of fun.
Which was really fun.
Yeah, so that's my school update, mechanical engineering. So we're taking calc this semester. Please send prayers.
Yeah, we'll have to hear about that goes as we go through the seasons.
What about you, Paul?
Give us a rundown. My life has not been that exciting. For those of you who don't know, I did start dating Maddie Oweiler, who was one of our guests.
Third episode?
Third episode?
Third,
second,
fourth?
Second, I think.
Yeah, after Alden.
Yeah, so we've been dating. We actually started dating like mid-December, so right before we dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
But that's been super good. I don't know. I haven't changed majors. I did some schooling over the summer and did lots of trips.
Where'd you go? What'd you do?
went to Washington, went back to St. Louis, went to Chicago.
Talk about that. Talk about it a little bit. What did you think of Chicago?
I'm sure it was super cool. I went there. I've got a cousin who's out studying at the UIC. So I planned out just like I had a week off of work, so I decided to go visit him and happened to align with the American Sociological Association, which is actually what I'm studying. I'm studying sociology here at BYU, even though I hope to be a doctor. And so, yeah, I got to attend this conference and see what it's like to be around a bunch of professional sociologists, to hear their presentations, and a lot of them there, what they're really passionate about. But I also got to meet some really cool individuals. I had a great time listening to some panelists that actually weren't sociologists. There were some public policy people, some local government representatives in Evanston and some of the suburbs of Chicago. They talked about some super cool stuff. I don't really know. My life has not been.
Paul plays down his life. He has a really interesting life.
But I don't know what to tell you guys.
Anything and everything.
We'll have to see as the time goes on if I can.
If you have any questions about Paul's life, just send them our way.
Yeah, we have an email.
We'll put it somewhere.
FAQ questions, get to know you questions. Nothing's really that new.
All right.
I'm just going back to life.
Well, that was a good little life update. I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Out of the way. I enjoyed that. It was
quite enjoyable just to share some stuff. But now we kind of want to get into the podcast. As you can tell, there's no one here with us. It's just Paul and I. We're kind of soloing this one. And that's going to become a little bit more regular.
Yeah. So we really enjoyed each one of the people that we talked to. Last time,
really enjoyed it. It was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, shout out to all our guests. Yeah. If you do, I don't know how we're gonna organize it, but I'm sure we'll keep the old podcast up somewhere.
Yeah, that was kind of like sectioned as like season one, so maybe you could call this season two, or like season 1.0.
This is conversationalist corner 2.0.
Season one.
But we really enjoyed it. But I feel like we just didn't have enough structure to keep it interesting each time, just because we felt that we were kind of asking similar questions, and we didn't want it. We just were worried about. We essentially burned out.
We were a little bit burned out.
We realized that we love talking to people, and we feel like So we didn't burn out in that sense where we didn't want to talk to people. It was we burned out in the sense that it wasn't truly what we wanted to do. What we wanted to do was teach.
Yeah, and we really...
explore. We didn't really... Yeah, we liked talking to people and we loved hearing their stories. We still do that. We still practice all those
But
skills.
I don't think it was like something we loved doing in...
A podcast form.
Yeah. Like we do it in our daily lives and we really enjoy that. And so I think we've decided to shift to be able to, like Paul said, be a little bit more educational. Yeah, and where we will kind of, so like, I guess what the podcast is now, since it's kind of revamped into less of an interview sense, into more of like...
A dialogue.
Yeah, of us talking about different ways to have more meaningful conversations with different, like we said in our intro, like with anyone, anywhere, any place, any topic. And so we really want to kind of dive into a bunch of different topics throughout the episodes. On how to have better conversations with certain people about certain topics, with our experiences in being able to talk to people and really being able to practice it. And then I feel like that will help us engage better with you guys. And maybe, just maybe, some 20-year-old kids are going to be able to help you have more meaningful conversations with those around you.
Exactly. Like Jacob said, we want to make it more engaging. We loved interviewing people, but we feel like we didn't get the chance to kind of, we weren't able to offer ourselves to you guys in that format. Like, obviously in our very first, I don't know if you listened to the R story episode. For those of you who don't know, we weren't planning on,
recording that.
This was like our very first podcast episode
or anything
ever. And so we were just doing it for practice, but we were so excited. They were like, "Oh, whatever, we'll just Throw it on.
Do
and,
it.
And we'll see what happens. So definitely not the most professional. Keep that in mind if you go back and listen to it. But that was really the only chance that we got to talk and really express ourselves. And one of the things that Jacob and I both really enjoy about the podcast that we listen to is kind of that more personal feeling.
Yeah, you kind of feel like you know the person
right.
talking.
Well, you can almost imagine yourself like having a conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we want to bring you into our lives.
Yeah.
And bring our lives to you. So we're actually going to bring in life updates every week. Just
every week.
They might keeping not be it real, as long. You know? Yeah, it definitely will not be as long because hopefully we will not spend 9 months between each podcast episode. But yeah, we will definitely make sure to just talk about what's going on because we're real people. We have real lives. We mess up. We have fun.
Yeah.
And we want you guys to just... yeah, and enjoy that.
And feel like you guys are connecting with us more than just listening to us talk to people.
Right. But, I mean, if you don't like it, just send us an email and we'll respond to it maybe, and otherwise delete it.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless you... No, shoot us any suggestions that you have throughout the... throughout this podcast.
Any topics that you want us to hear talk about or... Yeah, we really just want to be able to like dive into different topics that we think are maybe a little bit like have a, I don't know, stigmatism or I don't know if that's really the right word. That's in your
a
eyes.
A stigma, yeah.
A stigma. I went too far.
A stigmatism, yeah. No. So one thing that we're thinking just to kind of get you in on more of like what this podcast is going to look like. Different seasons are going to be based on different things and we're essentially going to choose a topic or a type of conversation to discuss each week. So it could be like a get-to-know-you conversation. It could be, you know, a conversation with a coworker, conversations with old friends that you haven't connected with. You know, deepening your connection with someone that you want to get to know better, someone that you love. I'm checking in on people that you feel like you're struggling. Those are some of the ideas that we've had. But, you know, I think that... Well, we'll probably start off with those more like personal type conversations and then we'll...
Yeah, and just like experiences we've had with that specific kind of conversation.
And then like we will... as you said, like as we have different experiences, we're going to have more ideas for the podcast, but we're going to talk about everything from hobbies to lifestyle to, you know, kind of like high stakes conversations to hot topics. I know politics is always a... Politics, religion are always big ones.
And just how to have like conversations that don't end up being a negative experience for both parties or one party.
Exactly. And so what we're going to do actually is after we talk about our kind of life updates, the content of the episode is going to be us obviously introducing whatever topic we're going to go into. Maybe talking about why it's important, personal anecdotes that we might have. But then we'll also just bring in like things that we have learned and seen. Jacob and I really love.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jacob. What are some of like the resources that you love? The materials that you feel like you find yourself.
Yeah, I think a lot of the stuff that I really like when it comes to this kind of stuff is like we've talked about in the past. I think we talked about maybe only in our first episode, probably is How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Big one. That's like
a huge
canonical.
One. One that I've recently kind of dove into. I've taken a bit of a pause from it, but I'm planning on getting back into it when I have my hands back on it is Crucial Conversations, which
another
I think
good one.
With a lot of these topics, that principle from the book of Crucial Conversations is super important to keep in mind. And maybe we can do even a whole episode of what we've learned from that book.
Yeah.
And just kind of the principles that are in there on how to handle having crucial conversations. I think those two are really kind of, for me, the two biggest ones that I've learned from. And then also just like little quotes that I hear, or I think even the biggest teacher is probably just the actual practice of doing of just having conversations with people. If we're going to have a topic, like, I don't know, say religion, I'm probably going to try and practice it multiple times
before
so that I don't come in here with like no idea of what we're talking about. Like,
yeah.
And just make sure I have recent, experience with said topic.
Yeah, and one thing that we're talking about is when we do bring people onto the podcast, because we don't want it to just be, I mean, we love it being the Jacob and Paula show. But
we love listening to our own voice.
We love. You guys don't see behind the scenes, but whenever we are like setting it for the podcast, we'll just yap
into the
microphone. I'll just sometimes Jacob will be like setting stuff up, and I'll just be spewing nonsense.
Yeah.
One thing that we're talking about is bringing people. We will be bringing people onto the podcast and asking them, you know, how they would like to have conversations.
Yeah.
With people about certain topics. So that's another thing. If there's a topic that you feel like people struggle with or that you want people to be better at conversing with, let us know. We'd love to have you on.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, if one thing that we were thinking about with like religion is we both come from a Christian background, particularly the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But, you know, maybe one day we'll have a guest on that's Muslim and we'll be like, you know what, how should people talk to you about Islam? You know, what are the questions that you want people to ask you about your faith?
Yeah.
And stuff like that, so that when you find yourselves with someone of a similar background, you know exactly, or you have an idea of things that you can talk to them about.
And how to just navigate conversations comfortably, and so you don't feel like you're walking on like broken glass or on Legos or whatever.
Or if you're just going in blind, right? Yeah. I mean, I think both of us have gone into lots of conversations where we're like, I don't really, like, I really want to have a conversation here. I just don't know.
Like, how do I kind of like get the initial momentum to like start the conversation?
How do I do it comfortably? A topic like Jacob mentioned out of crucial conversations is safe spaces and creating like a safe environment for conversations, and I think that'll definitely be a big theme that we'll see throughout
all conversations, all topics.
Throughout conversations. But and we're really doing this because we love conversations. I don't know, like Jacob, why? I don't know if you were to throw in like a why to this podcast, or maybe even like just why you conversations are so important to you.
I think for me, the reasons that conversations are so important is just like, I don't know, it's kind of a cliche, but it's so real. It's like in this day and age where people are so on the internet, like chronically almost,
yeah,
we can often lose the connection between your other people that you're not surrounded by.
Totally.
And so like even you can lose it with your immediate family. Like I've seen it happen in my life where I get lackadaisical about my relationship with my family, and I'm just, especially being at school, like if you don't take a concerted effort to try and get to know someone better or even like strengthen a relationship that you have, it's kind of like it atrophies really fast.
Yeah.
One kind of like example is I have a really close friend, and like we hadn't seen each other in a long time, and it was kind of like awkward at the beginning when we like saw each other again.
And it's, hey, it's long time no see. What's and it was like, how are you? How are you?
It's
what's
like,
new? What's new?
But then like once you get comfortable again, it's like, oh, just back to old times.
Yeah.
But it sometimes can take a little bit to get to that. And so I think just with, and not even just friends, I think like just new people. I think like a little analogy, it's a little bit, stupid, you could say.
A little cheesy.
It's a little cheesy. Yeah, that's probably the right word is every single person is like a, what are those called? An oyster? Yeah. And inside the oyster, there's a pearl, right?
Oh, I thought you were just going to eat them.
Oh, no, a clam. I got that wrong.
I was like, oysters? Like
no, oysters are
the world is your oyster is definitely a phrase, but oysters, I think, pretty sure you eat.
I don't know. Whichever shell has the pearl in it, that's everyone. A clam. Okay, it's a clam. I'm not very good with my
we're
shells.
Trying to avoid technology on this show, so we can't look it up right now.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, everyone has beauty on the inside. And all it takes is just a little bit of a talk.
Yeah.
Just a little talk. And you'll see so much more than is on the surface. I think we're so fast to judge in our society.
Yeah.
With social media. And I think we're kind of going more that way, even faster, to just like immediately judge someone based on like their looks or based on like an action that they make. But if you were to take the time to like talk to them and get to know them, I think you could probably get along with most people.
Yeah, totally. And I also think that just both me and Jacob have really strong feelings about how important and how joyful conversations are.
Yeah.
I mean, we love talking together. We have great conversations.
Yeah.
We have great conversations with our friends. Shout out to all our wonderful friends. We love you guys.
Yeah.
But it's just so much fun to talk to people and to get to know them and to be able to do so adeptly. Like, I don't know, I don't think I would have fun having conversations if I didn't know what to say or if I like felt like it was a struggle all the time, which it does sometimes, and I don't enjoy it.
And sometimes you just stay on the surface and you're like, well, this is kind of boring. You're just kind of like,
shout out to the new school year.
Yeah, shout out to the next 2 weeks where you sit next to someone new every class.
So what are you studying?
Where are you from? What's your major? Where do you live?
Yeah.
Oh, you're married? Awesome. Where'd you go on your honeymoon?
Yeah.
Same conversation, but
every time.
When you can go deeper and just beyond like the little small talk. Obviously, I don't think you should go up to someone and be like, what's your deepest struggle in life? Like, that's a little inappropriate. But like being able to
Try it and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, maybe it works. Maybe we're wrong. That's a stigma that we have that you
stigmatism.
But yeah, like it's just so much fun to kind of get deeper in conversations. Not like super deep all the time, but like there's time for deep conversations. There's time for joking around. And I feel like the best relationships that I have is I have a really good balance between the two of those.
Yeah. And actually, one thing that is super important to me is that conversation. You can't get to know someone super well unless you talk to them.
Yeah.
Right? Like, actions speak louder than words, sure. But words can also show you things that actions will never, because people are really good at masking.
Amen.
Or just, you know, we're complex people. The brain is crazy.
Wild.
I'm both my dad and my grandpa are neurologists, so I have a great appreciation for how just like, you know, we're consciousness inside a human body. Like, what? So the brain's crazy, right? And so you, to really know what's going on in there, to the best of your ability, I don't think you'll be able to know always, but and just talk to people, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, not to get overly religious or spiritual right now, one thing that I think is, I believe in an afterlife personally. I believe in living after we die, but I believe that, you know, most of the things that we have, you know, physical things,
they'll go,
right? Like, I love my shirt that I'm wearing right now, but like, I might have, I don't know, I really know what clothes are, but I don't know what clothes are going to be like there, but, you know, like money, like big things, I don't know, I think we'll just have access to everything.
Like possessions.
Anyways, it doesn't matter. Physical things aren't going to matter after we die, but you know what is going to matter after we die? Our relationships. Like, I really believe that, strongly believe that, because, you know, like, when I die, I sure, the world's going to be a lot different, but Jacob will still be the same, right?
Yep.
And so it'll be so special to be able to see him in this next life and be like, you know, like, that's my dog.
That's my homie, bro.
I love that man, right? And I believe that, you know, this afterlife's going to be a long time, so we might as well have people there. Enjoy with us, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, unless you have anything else, Paul, I think that's pretty much it for this first intro, reintro, or whatever we're calling this thing.
Yeah, the revamp.
Yeah. Conversationalist Corner 2.0.
Boom. Well, and it went a little bit longer than we anticipated, but we really enjoy this.
Yeah, we do.
We missed it.
We did.
And
we were like, this is going to be like 15 to 20 minutes long.
We're pushing 30. There we go. All right. Well, we love you guys so much. Be on the lookout for another episode sometime in the next week.
Next week, for sure.
And
Thanks for listening.
And we will talk to y'all later.
Peace.
Bye.